Bed by Robert Munsch.
In the middle of the night, when everyone else was asleep, Amy went downstairs. She watched the late show, the late, late show, the late, late, late show, the early, 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 early show, and finally went to bed because she was feeling somewhat tired. The next morning, everyone came to the breakfast table, except Amy. "Where's Amy?" said the father. "Where's Amy?" said the brother. "Amy is asleep," said her mother. "I have called her 5 times, and she's still asleep. What are we going to do?" "No problem," said the brother. "I can get her up." Amy's brother ran upstairs and yelled as loudly as he could, "Amy!" Amy started, "Be late for school. See if I care." And he ran back downstairs. "Well, I know what to do," said Amy's father. He walked up the stairs and said in his sternest father voice, "Amy, if you don't get out of this bed this instant, I'm going to be very mad." Amy's mother zzzz. He went back downstairs and told Amy's mother, "Your daughter will not get up." "Well, I have something that sometimes works," she said. She ran upstairs, stood Amy on her feet, and said very nicely, "Amy, please wake up." Amy fell over and went to sleep on the floor. Mother ran back downstairs. She said, "I can't get her up. I can't get her up." "Oh no," said the father, "I have to go to work." "Oh no," said the brother, "I have to go to school." "Oh no, I have to go to work too," said the mother. "What will we do with Amy? What are we going to do with Amy?" "Let's take her to school in her bed," said the brother. Amy's mother and father looked at each other and said, "Good idea." So they put Amy in her bed and picked it up. Then they walked out the front door, down the street, around the corner, through the school gate, into the school. They put down the bed in the back of the classroom and left. Later that day, the principal came in and said, "What is going on here?" "I don't know," said the teacher. "It's Amy. She will not get out of bed." "No problem," said the principal. She walked over and yelled at Amy, "Wake up!" Amy's mother, "I give up," said the principal. So the teacher taught reading, and Amy didn't wake up. The teacher taught arithmetic, and Amy didn't wake up. They went to gym, and Amy didn't wake up. They went out for recess, and Amy didn't wake up. They had lunch, and Amy didn't wake up. They had art, and Amy still didn't wake up. Finally, it was time to go home. "Call the mother," said the father. "Call the mother," yelled the principal. "Call the mother, call the father," yelled the principal. "Get this kid out of here." So Amy's mother came from work, and her father came from work, and her mother came from school, and they picked up Amy's bed and carried it home. And all had dinner except Amy. Amy was asleep. "If she never gets up," said the brother, "can I have her room?" But the next morning, Amy did get up. She ran upstairs and she said, "Oh, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in years." "Nice to see you," said the mother. "Do you have a nice sleep?" "Wonderful," said Amy. "But I had strange dreams. Her mother went to work and the father went to work and Amy and her brother went to school." And at the front door, the principal said, "Good morning, Amy. How are you today?" "Wonderful," said Amy. "But I have strange dreams. I had strange dreams last night. I bet," said the principal. Then Amy washed into the classroom and everyone snored.